KRWG is proud to be involved with the Las Cruces Mayor's Top Teens. Every year, great students who've overcome challenges and given back to the community are honored. And I'm pleased to have with us today Top Teen Marisa Salazar. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. And you have been involved in so many different things. It's hard to know where to start, actually. But I'll start with something that's certainly not something that everyone gets to do. And you've had a chance to do it several times, and you're going to get a chance to do it again this summer, to be a host companion for Japanese exchange students. Tell me about this.
Well, for 1 month in the summer with the LABO National Exchange Program, a Japanese student, I had them when they were in high school, but normally they're like in middle school to high school age-ish, and they come over for 1 month and just stay with the family in the summer just to basically see how American life works and like the differences, and it was really a lot of fun. It was kind of different because instead of just waking up thinking, okay, what am I going to do today? You had to wake up and say, okay, what am I and my host, my exchange student going to do today? I had one named Moe and one named Akari. So it's not just like, what am I going to have for breakfast? What are we going to have for breakfast? And if you're going to do something with friends, you have to make sure they're included or comfortable or stuff like that. But you also learn so much about the Japanese culture, and so you make lifelong friendships, and it's really, really cool.
What stood out to you in terms of the things that you learned about the culture?
Mainly, it's different. Like, they're not as, we here, especially kind of in the high school culture, put a large emphasis on, you know, individuality and standing out very much so. So, like, if you're in the mall, it's not very unusual for people to be, you know, maybe running around or talking really loud or things like that. But Japanese culture seemed to be a lot, not just yourself, but also yourself in perspective with the whole community.
Mm.
So it's just different. And I also had a chance to visit Japan. So it was kind of, it was a really fun experience, but it's hard to quite quantify, like, exactly the difference.
Did you enjoy your visit?
Very much. Very much so.
Yeah, I bet. That must have been very fascinating. As I mentioned, you've been involved in lots of different things. What are some other volunteer experiences you've had that really stand out to you?
Well, I've been able to, on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, help out with,
Oh, go ahead. That's fine.
Gospel Rescue Mission. They feed Christmas dinner and also Thanksgiving. No, it's lunch. Sorry. Thanksgiving lunch to people who don't have enough to eat or who are homeless or just in different situations where they really can't have their own Thanksgiving meal. So I, me and my family have had the chance to help out there. And usually as one of the kids, I serve drinks and stuff and ask them what they would prefer and serve different pies and stuff like that.
Okay, fantastic. And certainly a wonderful charity in our community, one that lots of folks very much appreciate. And I think the Empty Bowls event, one of the popular things at the Gospel Rescue Mission as well for this area. We talk about with Top Teens overcoming a challenge, and yours is very interesting. You overcame a fear of public speaking and even went on to get an award for a speech on leadership. Tell me about that.
When I was younger, I am not a very outgoing person. I've become more outgoing as I've grown up, but when I was younger, I was one of the people who would hide behind my mom when I met new people. And, you know, with my friends or people I'm comfortable with, I could be, you know, as loud as I could be. But when I didn't know people, I would just kind of sit in the corner, you know. And so I've been involved in different organizations, some of which I've kind of been forced to take a leadership role because there's really no one else in that role. So I had to get used to speaking in front of other people and not just like standing there kind of shuffling my feet and talking in a murmur, because then nobody listens, but talking loudly and confidently. And I got a chance to do a speech competition with White Sands Missile Range, sponsors it, and it was about leadership. And so I was, for weeks before, like, saying the speech over and over. I'm sure my family got tired of hearing it. But, yeah, I got third place in that. And it was a really fun experience because I got to talk in front of Toastmasters, people from Toastmasters, and they were judging us. And they gave me input into, like, what I could improve afterwards. So that was really
fantastic. Congratulations on that. You're also involved in something called the STARS National Conference. Tell me about it.
STARS National Conference is I'm going to it this year too. And it's basically something where a bunch of teenagers who want to make healthy decisions in all sorts of areas in life, like avoiding sex and drugs and alcohol, during this time in high school when these things could very much be detrimental to life plans and stuff, it's like giving alternatives to that, you know, having a good time without getting involved in drugs or alcohol. Also, how to help others do that. Also, it has a mentoring aspect. So the national conference is really, a lot of people are mentors, and I'm actually a mentor too, who go into schools and talk to high schoolers or middle schoolers about making healthy decisions. So the conference both is really fun and shows how much fun you can have without doing all that stuff.
Negative things, right.
Yeah. And, sorry.
Okay, well, this is interesting stuff. And I should mention, you're also, in addition to all these various things that you're involved in, you also have a real appreciation for the arts. You even had, as I understand, a poem published online. How did you get interested in poetry?
Actually, there was an English class where we had to do a publishing project, and I was like, okay, I have to publish something. I don't know if I'm good enough for that. But I had actually written a poem. It's about New Mexico, and I think I wrote it just for fun after we did a poetry unit, and I submitted it to Teen Inc. And then a few weeks later, I was really surprised because they sent an email back saying, your thing has been published online. So that was really cool.
Great. That's fantastic. So where can folks find that? They can go online to find it?
Teeninc.com. And I don't know what they have to search.
Okay.
I forget what I named it.
Maybe search your name and then they'll find it. Okay. Couple of other organizations that I certainly am not familiar with, so I'm sure many of our listeners are not, that you've been involved with. One is called Excel.
Excel is kind of a little bit related to STARS. Actually, we went up to STARS in the Excel group. And it's kind of confusing because there's also another organization named Excel here in town, like that's high schoolers interning with people. Mm-hmm. But this one is for the state of New Mexico, teenagers getting together and also on the negative decision-making, helping them not make negative decisions. Basically, it's a community where we've a lot of friends showing that people who are standing up and making positive decisions for their lives aren't alone, no matter what they feel like in school or what their family is like. They can still make those positive decisions. And we do retreats and different things, so.
That's great. And I guess it's easier for you to be strong when you have other people who are in the same boat with you.
Very much so. And some people who were in Excel and then aren't in Excel anymore and kind of lost that have a harder time because they're just not connected with people who are making the same decision and who are encouraging them. So that's why I think it's really important.
Sounds like a great program. Another one that you're involved with, Student Venture.
Student Venture is a meeting. It actually meets at lunches in different ones of the public school, and it's a non-denominational Christian organization that's kind of just like for encouragement, and sometimes we have speakers in, and I got to be on the leadership this year and plan some of the different activities we did, but it's just really fun, and it meets once a week, so.
All right, and finally, CATS, not the musical.
Yes. CATS actually stands for Concerned About Teen Sexuality. So it's kind of a trend. A lot of the things I do relate to teens because that's one of the people I'm really interested in helping. And we actually go into all sorts of places. We go into middle schools and high schools, health organizations, youth groups, and everywhere from here to Deming and Santa Teresa and places like that. And we basically give, in one class period, a presentation on the risks of premarital sex and the real risks of STDs and things like that, and also the benefits of staying abstinent until marriage. So, like, we try to give people a choice because a lot of the time in the media or from their friends, they're getting one message of everybody's having sex and stuff, and we try to give them the other side that they don't have to, and they can focus on their goals and dreams.
Okay. Well, speaking of goals and dreams, what are your plans for the future?
I want to go to college, and I want to become a doctor. I'm not sure what kind. I might want to become a surgeon. And I want to use that to go to places that don't have doctors, like third world countries, and help them out there and basically give people medicine and help.
Help them out. Well, that is so wonderful. It's a wonderful goal to have for the future. Lots more school in your future.
Yes, sir. Sometimes I think, why in the world am I doing this?
And we can't see it, but you're smiling away. Which is good. That's great. Well, Marisa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on being a top teen.
Thank you.